the word lecha on the midah of hain. That's what it says in the Siddur Eilas Tomet. I think that we can explain what it means, the lecha doidi, in this context, what it means. In Siddur Maiser Rekeach, and Sefer Maiser Rekeach, I mean, from the Maiser Rekeach who lived in Amsterdam at the times of the Heilig Gagoin, Kiyudua, the Maiser Rekeach says that in the Beracha of Shmona Esra, of Ata Echot, there are Hain Teves. It says like that in Tur, Shaila, how many Teves there are, depends how you say the Ata Echot, there's Hain Teves. And he explains those Hain Teves based on the Nekuda that HaShomayim means there's 955 Shomayim, 955 Rikiyim. The word HaShomayim, if I end the mem is 600, there's 955 Rikiyim. Kiyudua, a word that was said by a lot of Gedolei Olam, it's koponim, it's written for sure in Kol Boichim on Eicha from the Galanti. It's also said in the name of the Heilig Gagoyin and others. Then in Sefer Devarim, there are 955 psukim in all of Sefer Devarim. And the last 55 psukim, it says, start with the pasuk, Ru'u ato ki ani anihu ve'en alaha imodi. Why? Because 900 rikiyim the malachim could go. In the last 55 rikiyim the malachim have no right to go. So in the last 55 psukim starts the bitter of Ru'u ato ki ani anihu ve'en alaha imodi. There is no malachim there. That's why it says. That means Malachim. But in those 55 Rikiyim, a Yid could go. A Yid has a Yechayles to go even those 55 Rikiyim. That's the Taich. We go above the Malachim. The Medrash, it says, the Echaim HaKadosh brings the Medrash, that La'osid, the Malachim, and La'esk, Klal Yisrael, Ma'po'al Kel. Why? Because we'll be in the Fnim from the Malachim. We'll be in those 55 Eilims, we'll be in the Fnim from the Malachim. Shteit in Maser Rikeach, that Shabbos, when we come to the end of Shabbos, we enter those 55 Olamis. Ato Echot, Vishimcha Echot, Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echot. We have a kesher to that Echot. We have a kesher to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, a miyuchadik kesher that we enter those 55 Olamis. In the Zman of Sof Shabbos, we enter those 55 Olamis to have a bizunder kesher with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Taking what we learned now in Eilas Tomet, and putting it together with this Maaser Rekeach, Ayid says when he's going into Shabbos, Lecha Doidi, remember till where you have to get. Remember you have a long way to go. Don't wake yourself up until the end of Shabbos. You have to go through 900 Shamayim, you have a travel 900 Rekiyim, and you have to reach those 55 Olamis. Zokman Ayid, Bishas Kabbalah Shabbos, Lecha Doidi, remember you have to go till those 55 Olamis. That's the way you have to reach, you have to come till there. That's made to give the person this eirus and the ability to be able to prepare himself to go through the eilamis over Shabbos, to be able to get to that nekuda, to that shleimistik nekuda of reaching the lecha, reaching the hein eilamis that he reaches at the end of Shabbos. That's how I think we can apply the eilas tamid in a simple nekuda to our Avedis Hashem, what lies in the Lecha Doidi, Lecha being the Gematria Hain. So we understand Lecha Doidi, Lekiras Kala. We know that it says, Neitzei HaSode Lekiras Kala. The Arizal, when he went out Shabbos to be Mekabel Shabbos, he said, Neitzei HaSode Lekiras Kala. What does it mean, Neitzei HaSode Lekiras Kala? What does it mean now going out in the HaSode Lekiras Kala? The Chiddush Arim said, that's brought in Sfasemes in the name of Chiddush Arim, that Midbar is not a mokum of Zriya. In a Midbar you can't plant. In a Soda you can't plant. The Yimei HaChol are called a Pchina of Midbar. There's no Zriya. Shabbos is called Soda because it's a place that's Mekabel Zriya. That's why we say Neitze, we're going out from the Pchina of Midbar and we're going into the Pchina of Soda. We're going into a place that we could be Mekabel Zriya. It goes on the person himself. The person himself has to be able to be Mekabel Zriya when it comes Shabbos. He has to be able to be Mekabel that should plant in him the Shabbos. The Shabbos should grow in him. the Shabbos should have an anti on him. That's the Nakuda of the Chod Doidi, Neitzei Asoda Likras Kala, Neitzei Asoda Daika, to go to Soda. In Svarim Magidoshim, it's brought in Yetev Lev and in Rav Tov Barichus, based on Kabbalah of the Darizal, a very interesting Nakuda. You'll take the word Sheker and the word Soda, and you'll see that we can make from Sheker, we can make Soda. How do we make from Sheker Soda? We have in the Sheker an extra piece. We have an extra piece from the Kuf. It's a long Kuf. So from that Kuf, we have to do Kama Shinuyim to make from the Sheker Soda. We have to put on a Kut on the Reish to make it a Dalit, and we have to put a foot into the Reish and make from it a Hay. So we take that piece on the bottom of the Kuf, and we split it into little pieces to be able to go and be able to change the Sheker into Soda. That's what it means, that we have to go Neitzei HaSoda. We're in the world, in the whole week, we're in a Pchina of Olam HaSheker, and from the Olam HaSheker, we have to have an Avoido of changing that Olam HaSheker into a Pchina of Soda. That's the same word as the Chiddush Arim, on a different way of looking at it, just to see the way it goes, the Avoido of changing a Sheker into the Nakuda of Soda, into the Nakuda of becoming a Soda, a Mokem a Soda, Sheberachai Hashem, as it says by Yitzchok. That's the Soda, Sheberachai Hashem, which is the Soda of Shabbos, which comes from going away from the Olam HaSheker and being Dovik in the Emes. That's how one reaches that Nakuda. Thus is the Nakuda of a person's Avoida that a person has to do. The difference between Sheker and Soda. How much is the difference between Sheker and Soda? The difference is 291. The difference between Sheker and Soda. Soda is 309 and Sheker is 600. So it's 291, the Gematria Eretz. A person has to go away from the artsies of this world. When it comes Shabbos, we have to pick ourselves up from the artsies of this world, and we have to be able to elevate ourselves to a higher level that we should be able to go in the Bechina of Soda. The Olam HaArtzius is the Olam HaSheker, and a person has to have that koyach of picking himself up from the Artzius when it comes Shabbos. And if he picks himself from the Artzius, that's when he has the koyach to be able to be medabek himself in the Soda. That's the Neitzei HaSoda. That's the koyach of Shabbos, of Neitzei HaSoda. We go out HaSoda L'Kras Kala. Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echot. We spoke last week about Shomer being before Zohar, and we said a word, and many people questioned if there's a makor for the word, if there's a way to prove that the Nekuda is Emes, that even though we have today the Nekuda of Shomer, why, how could it be that in the Shomer there lies the Zohar, because Shomer with Zohar with Shomer with Dibur Echad, and we said that now you come from Shomer to Zohar. We will try to explain many Nekudas, how we can understand the Nekuda of Shomer v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad, why it says Shomer before Zachar. First of all, in Mechilta it says Zachar v'Shomer. Zachar milfonov v'Shomer ma'achrov mikan shemesifin mechayla l'kodesh. Moshel l'ze'ev, a moshel to a ze'ev, a wolf, she'toyref milfonov u'lem la'achrov. Just like a wolf is toyref milfonov u'lem la'achrov, so too Shabbos is toyref milfonov u'lem la'achrov. That's the koyach of Zohar and Shomer. So it says here, Zohar is Melafonov, Shomer is Melaachrov. That's what it says. We know that in Mekol Mekadosh on Friday night, it says, Amaachrim Lotzeis Umemarim Lovei. And everybody asks the question that the Seder is wrong. And there is a Neuridic word based on a word of the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, a word which the Chiddush Arim quoted from the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, that Ilamolu Shomri Yisrael Shnei Shabbos is Miyadoy in the Golan. Why? The Kasha is that one place it says Shabbos Echot, one place it says Shnei Shabbos. The Teretz is that a person has to have the first Shabbos to be able to have 6 days of the week. A Shabbos has to be built out of 6 days. You can't have a Shabbos in the Luft. Shabbos always says in the Teretz Sheshes Yom Tavid, and then Shabbos. The Nebuchadnezzar says Shabbos without the Sheshes Yomim. But the Sheshes Yomim have to be Sheshes Yomim to bring a Shabbos. So you need a Shabbos that should give a Baracha. Shabbos has two Koiches. Shabbos is the end of the week, and Shabbos is the beginning of the week. Shabbos is Minei Mizborchin Kol Shitta Yomim. Shabbos is the Mashpia into the week. Shabbos is the end of the week. The first Shabbos is there to be Mashpia on the 6 days. Once you have the 6 days, you have the second Shabbos. Oh, that Shabbos does it. The Rechtig is Shabbos. So Be'etzem, it's only one Shabbos. But you need two Shabboses to create that one Shabbos. That's the word of the Rebbe of Shmelka. Of the Heilige Chedushinim gezogt, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael etz ha-Shabbos, la'asais etz ha-Shabbos. Yidin hit the Shabbos to make the Shabbos. That's the etz ha-Shabbos, la'asais ha-Shabbos. That's the word of the Rebbe of Shmelka. They hit one Shabbos, la'asais to make the second Shabbos. However, there's an esophah to the word of the Chedushinim. It could be today, it's already printed. Siddur, a siddur from Rav Meshel Gelbstein. Rav Meshel Gelbstein given a Talmud from Kotsk, from Chedushinim, and went later to Chabad, and lived in Hebron. He was a Talmud of Tzemach Tzedek, and lived in Hebron. He was a very paladic mensch. There's a siddur, a Kabbalah siddur from him, with all the varim nefloim. He mitten brengt the avot that he hears from the Chedushinim. So he said, the Chedushinim said, Es HaShabbos is the Tosfos Shabbos. Don't say B'shamru B'nai Yisrael Shabbos. It says B'shamru B'nai Yisrael Es HaShabbos. It says B'shamru B'nai Yisrael the Tosfos of Shabbos. So the Chedushinim said, B'shamru B'nai Yisrael Es HaShabbos. You have to keep the Tosfos of Matzah Shabbos. Through that you make the Amshach of Shabbos into the week. You can't make a Tosfos Shabbos if you don't have 6 days. You have to have 6 days to make a Tosfos Shabbos. Milofonov. But from Shabbos, you can make a Tosfos Shabbos la'achrav. La'asais es ha-Shabbos to make next week's Tosfos Shabbos melefonov. So the next Shabbos is already a good Shabbos because it has the Tosfos Shabbos from both sides. Kum techoiseh ve'emes the shomer comes before the zocher. Hama'achrim la'asais and then memarim la'avei. That's why we say shomer ve'zocher b'dibir echad nemru. First the shomer and then the zocher. Because our avodah is to first start with the shomer mela'achrav. Just like we say hama'achrim la'asais. And then memarim lovei. This is ganz a shame word. Oh, we say over such a word. Zogt the heilige Imre Emes. What is the tzustel to a zev? It could be that's the mitzvah of a zev, that the zev is teirif melafonav or malachav. It could be. Over the Imre Emes said he thinks that maybe the pshad is that the scream of the wolf has a terrible scream, a frightening scream, so they're afraid of him, malafonav or malachrav. That's what it means, malafonav or malachrav, but the zev. The fear of the wolf is goyim, a fear of malafonav or malachrav. The heilige Imre Emes gezogt, verzeihtische Jiden, as is gekommen Shabbos, at a tog frie de kapete gebrennt. They had a fear of Shabbos, they heard the zev of Shabbos. The fear of Shabbos, the Shabbos screamed, the Shabbos had a koil. So that's why the two still to the Zeev, that Yireyim, Melefonov, Melachrov, because the Taka Shabbos is a Zach, that Shabbos a fear, Shabbos a Pachat from Shabbos. That's the two still to the Zeev, that Shabbos a Pesachoyach from a Pachat from Shabbos, Hanuyodik in the Kuda, in the understanding of the Nekuda of the Zeev. Of Al Kaponim, that's one Nekuda of Shomer V'Zachar, B'Dibbe Echad Nemru. Another Nekuda of Shomer V'Zachar, B'Dibbe Echad Nemru. And the Kuda Nifla, also from the Imre Emes, Gibaitan the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes said, there are two kinds of Yidin. There is Zachar Diki Yidin, and there's Shomer Diki Yidin. Zachar are the Tzadikim that are Moisif Kedusha to Shabbos. Zachar is Yoyim HaShabbos Lekadshay, Sheches Yom Tase, the Mamshech Kedusha into the Shabbos, Anur Diki Avoida, Tzadikim that did Avoida. There's Yidin, Shomer, that they heat Shabbos. They don't do more than that. They're not Mechalel Shabbos. They're Shomer of Shabbos. They're not Mechalel Shabbos. We say Friday night in Zmiris, Kol Mekadei Shvi Kerei Loi, Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalel Loi. The Chofetz Chaim, I remember hearing it from my father, I don't know anywhere else. I heard it from my father, L'chein Evrachim, many times quoting this Chofetz Chaim, that we're talking about two certain Yidin. There's a Yid that's Mekadei the Shabbos, and a Yid that's Shomer the Shabbos. Mamish, like this word that we just said, there's a Yid that's called Mekadesh Vi, he's Mekadesh the Shabbos, a Heilige Yid, he's Mekadesh the Shabbos, Keroi Eloi, so there's a Yid, Kol Shoyim the Shabbos, Kados, Mechal Eloi, but the Chavetz Chaim gezog, Tzchore HaBe Miyoid, Al Pifa Eloi, Ish Al Machneu, Vish Al Digloi, everybody gets, like this Madrega, this one, this one, this one, this one, Apostle the Taich, Mosik Midrash, There's two madreges. So it's Zohar and Shomer. So it's Zohar the Kiyit, and it's Shomer the Kiyit. What is the Avodah for Shomer and Zohar? B'dibur Echad, that I feel the Poshet to Yidin have a Shaychus to Zohar. Even the Yidin get together the Achdus of Shabbos. Shabbos is on Achdus, one takes from the other, so Memela, they get a Koyach. So Ibazoi, I've just chapped the Beferish Gemara, that from Shomer you get Zohar. From the Gemara in Brachas Tav Chof, if I remember correctly, it says Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira Yeshna B'Shchira. It doesn't say Kol Sheyeshna B'Shchira Yeshna B'Shmira. So there's a Beferish Gemara that from Shomer you get the Zohar. In those states in the words from Imre Emes, the Shomer the Ki'iden have a Kesher to the Zohar the Ki'iden through the Achdus of Shabbos. Why? That Moshe Rabbeinu did with that Koyach that he was poiled by the Luchas that we had Shomer V'Zohar B'Di Be'echad Nemru. That made that the Shomer the Ki'iden also had a Kesher to Zohar. That's Mamish Nekuda that we spoke last week. That from Shomer you get to Zohar. From the Nekuda of Shomer, from the Nekuda of Hitin Shabbos, of not being Mechal the Shabbos, and not being Chil Shabbos, you Zohar to have the Zohar of Shabbos, to have the Nekuda of Zohar and Shabbos. That's the Nekuda that it's in the Shomer we can get to the what? To the Zohar. That's the Nekuda. Now, again, back to the Nekuda of Tzchira Melefonov and Shomer Melachrov. Tzchira Melefonov is the Avodah of the Gemara, like we have in the Gemara in Sechtes Beyo, that V'chol Yoyim, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, remembering every day that's coming Shabbos. Zohar, to remember before Shabbos that it's coming Shabbos. Every day to prepare for Shabbos. Shamei Zoyfen and Selo Zoyfen. But every day to prepare for Shabbos. That's the Shechira before it comes Shabbos. Shmira is after it comes Shabbos, to keep the Ora from Shabbos. To keep the Ora from Shabbos, that the Ora from Shabbos shouldn't go away. That's the Avodah of Shomer, and then the Avodah of Zohar. That's the two Avodahs of Shomer and Zohar, to understand it, and to realize, the Nekuda of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shechira. The Nekuda of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shechira, that from Shmira we get Shechira. I'm going to say, Lekovet the Yosed of the Sasemes, two pieces of Sasemes that say Mamish this Nekuda. One, both of them are in Shavuos. Both of them are in Shavuos. There's a piece in Shavuos, Tofresh Lamed Beis, that the Sasemes says, Zocher v'shomer b'diber echad, Shmira hu achana v'shechira. Why? Shmira means Loisese. The Ramban says, Shmira is the Loisese, Shechira is the Ese. Shmira is the Loisese, not to go out of the gather, to be able to prepare yourself that you shouldn't go out of the gather. That's Shmira. And Zohar is if you get the Shleimus, then you get Zohar. So really the Avodah is first you have to watch yourself not to be Mechal the Shabbos, to have to be the Keli to get the Murdika Oiris of Shabbos. So that's why Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira is an Achana to Shechira. That's one verse of the Sasemes, which also gives another way to understand why it says Shomer and then Zohar. Shomer B'Loisese. Make sure not to be Mechal the Shabbos and Loisese. And then you will be able to be the Keli through the purity that you have from not being Mechal the Shabbos to be able to take on the Oros of Shabbos. That's one Nekuda. One Nekuda. The Sasemes says in Tofresh Lamed Zayin in Shavuos also the same Nekuda that Shmira brings Chira. Ki Zohar Nemar La Noshim Gidoy Leha Erech Im Kol Ze Gama Yidei HaShmira Sheshoymer Atzmai Odom Shelo Yivgoyim Chas V'Sholom B'Kudush Shabbos Yesh Lo Shaychez Gam B'Shira. If a person watches himself that he shouldn't be poigim the Kudush of Shabbos, then he's Zoycha to be Margish the Shechira of Shabbos. So we understood more or less Mekoyres. On the Nekuda we could say a lot of more Mekoyres, but it's enough for now on understanding why it says before Shomer and then Zohar, and realizing that from Shomer we elevate ourselves to Zohar. Shomer v'Zohar, as was pointed out after the Shir last week, but we left it for this week, that Shomer v'Zohar with the Koylul is the Gematria also Tovshi and Peivov. We spoke last week about the Mispar Tovshi and Peivov. Shomer v'Zohar is also a Begamati Tovshi and Peivov. But we're going to use it in a different way. That Mispar of Tovshi and Peivov, it says in Svarim, a Neuridike Gematria. Keser Elyon. Half of a fella. A Yid wants to know what Shamer Vezacher B'dei Be'echad means. Till where a Yid is able to elevate himself on Shabbos, till where a Yid has a Negiah on Shabbos, this Keser Elyon. Till the highest Madrega Keser Elyon, we don't know exactly what those words mean. That's terminology that's above our level. But there is a Nekuda that's called Keser Elyon, which is the Nekuda Nifla of Amoridik Gilui that there is. And that's the Nekuda that a Yid is Zoicha. That a Yid is Zoicha on Shabbos through the Shomer and the Zohar of Shabbos is a Zoicha to that Nekuda of Keser Elyon on Noyadik Nekuda. Now we have to go to the whole Nekuda that we said here. Hashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. What means L'Shem U'L'Tif'eres U'L'Sihila? That's a very hard three words. We said last week we don't know what these words mean. What means L'Shem L'Tif'eres U'L'Sihila? Rabbi Yisrael Elie Weintraub, in the Sefer Roza de Shabbos, explains to us what it means. It's taka a little bit above our Aveda, but he has a shmuz to explain what means L'Shem, U'L'Sif'eres, U'L'Sihila. He says there are three shlavim in Shabbos. There are three shlavim in the kedushas of Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos Vamencha, as we know, three times Yom, as it says in Torah, three different b'chinas in Shabbos. The first b'china in Shabbos is L'Shem. Ki ha-melech ba'eis sha'am nifred mimenu nikir rak shmoy v'adnusa imim aleyem aval adayin einam echot. Noyadikizach. He's a king. If the king doesn't have a direct connection, then you're the subjects of the king. So you have a shaykhis to the name of the king, but you don't have a atzmistik a shaykhis to the king. That is Friday night. Friday night, our akoyach to the Rebbeinu Shalom is a b'china of L'Shem. We get a connection to the Eibishter that we're called on the name of the Eibishter. But the Achdus is not yet a complete Achdus. It comes Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning is the b'china of Shabbos of Matan Torah. Shabbos of Bereshis is the first Shabbos. Friday night, after Kedashta, Shabbos of Bereshis. Shabbos in the morning, Yismach Moshe Matas Chelkei, is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. The Shabbos of Matan Torah is already at Noyerdike Shabbos. That's already the Shema Yisrael, Yehudi Ilah. There's a Moyerdike Avoid in that Shabbos. The Gemara says in Barachis Nun Ches, Vatif Eres, Zu Matan Torah. So that's why Shabbos by day is called L'Tiferes. L'Shem is Friday night. L'Tiferes does the Shabbos Batok. That's already a big Yudvekis in Shabbos. That's already a bit of Mechitzos after Reis Lodas. Kashem Ule Kimeinoid Melvadoi, the Dag of Matan Torah, Luchis Rishonis. Yismach Moshe V'Matnas Chalka, he gives back the Luchis. Anoyer Dike Dag in Shabbos. That's the second Dag in Shabbos. We elevate ourselves. L'Tiferes. L'Sihilo. What means L'Tihilo? Mincha de Shabbos itihilo. The Kanu Kol Tihilosa Yisbarach Shmoy B'Shas Rava de Kol Ravn. There's nothing. There is complete tehillah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Meaning there is nothing. There's no separation between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's a difference between saying halal and tehillah. Halal is a matzav of saying halal. Tehillah is a matzav of being in a matzav of tehillah. Not that you're saying tehillah, you are a tehillah. That's because there's such a kesher to the Eibishter. There's only a skashrus completely abchena for an achrei kechayis hakoyel who levado yimloich neiro. That's the darga of the third darga of Shabbos. That's what it means. L'shem, it's at least an achiza that we can understand what means l'shem u'l'siferes u'l'sihila. There's two places in the sefer that he talks about it. I took the easier way to explain it. More easy, he explains it a different way, which is a little bit harder to understand. I think, at least in the L'Shem and Tiferes, everybody understood. In the Tehila, I tried to bring it out the best. It could be Chesor and Asbaris, Chesor and Avona, or Ba'azei Dachtzeme Al-Koponim, the way I understand it. Let us one more Nakuda understand before we go away from this one Pizmoin of Shomer V'Zocher B'Debe Echad. The Ramban says, the Ramban says that Shomer and Zohar is Esa and Lois Esa, and we also know from the Ramban, that's the famous Ramban of Ava and Yira, that Esses are Ava, and the Lois Esses are Yira. It means either because of Ava I do a Esa, and because of Yira I stay away from Alois Esa, or it means that by doing a Esa I bring out my Ava, and by watching myself from Alois Esa I am in a Matzav of Yira, which is probably the better way to explain the Rambam. We know it says in Tana de Belio, Samachti mitach Yirasi v'Yiraisi mitach Samchasi, meaning that the two are interchangeable. There is a Matzav that becomes Yira and Ava become one. We know that if you write Yira on top of Ava, you have twice Yira and twice Ava. You write Yud Resh Aleph Hey Vez Hey, and you split it this way, and you split it this way, you have Yira and Ava. Vishtet Nishla HaKadosh. Meaning that shows the connection of Yira and Ava, that one brings the other. Meaning there's a Yira Tato and a Yira Yilah, there's an Ava Tato and an Ava Yilah, there's Dargis. Two dagas, one brings to the other. Yerasi mitzaych samachasi, samachti mitzaychim rasi. When it says shomer v'zachar b'deve echad, this is all sprach that says in all the svarim. But when you try to bring it out, Lord, very poshut to diburim. Shomer v'zachar b'deve echad, eses and lois eses b'deve echad, means that you get that achtus of lois eses and eses, that they become both one. You magish yira in the esa, and you magish ava in the lois esa. That's Yerasi mitzaych samachasi and samachasi mitzaych yirasi. There is no difference. It's all the same. It's Ava and Yira in both. That's the Shomer v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad. The Eses and the Lois Eses, each one brings the other one. The Eser brings the Lois Eser brings the Eser, the Ava, and the, there's Ava in the Lois Eser. Where's the Ava and the Lois Eser? So we'll say a verse from the Heilige Balatanya in the Likutei Torah. It says in Balatanya, it says on Klal Yisrael, I heard from my father, I used to quote this Balatanya, in a land that the loy is also a zriya. That the loy is also a zriya. Loy is not only sheval tasa, loy becomes a zriya. Loy becomes a physical zriya, becomes a kumvasei. There's a dag of doing a loy sesa with yira, there's a dag of doing a loy sesa with ahava. The Eretz Loi Zeruah means that they did the Loi Seses with Ahava. It became a Kumvasei the Loi Seses. It was Ois Sheval Tasa. I'm bringing it down to very simple words. It became out of Sheval Tasa of Yira, and it became a Matzav of doing the Loi Seses with Ahava, which is a Metzias of Kumvasei Be'etzem. Just attach Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad means when the Loi takes on a Metzias of being Ahava, and when the yes takes on the Matthias of being Yira, that it becomes Samachti mitach Yirasi, Yirasi mitach Simchasi, thus is Shomer v'Zachar v'Dibur Echad, thus is the Dargah from Shabbos Kedish.